cryptocurrencies. While many of us might still be wrapping our heads around what they are exactly, two of the world's most powerful bankers say they're open to widespread use. The chairman of the US Federal Reserve and the governor of the Bank of England have given Facebook's proposed digital currency Libra a cautious welcome. Both, however, are demanding laws to protect against risks, including data privacy and money laundering, already well before any such digital currency begins to circulate. It's bound to put more pressure on Australia's Reserve Bank Governor, Philip Lowe, who only yesterday said he wasn't too interested in the idea. Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
Once reserved for those with digital mining know-how, cryptocurrencies now have the attention of two very powerful central bankers. Here's the Governor of the Bank of England giving some support, however small, to the broad adoption of a new type of currency called Libra.
Bank of England approaches Libra with an open mind, but not an open door.
That came within hours of US Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell also giving a nod to the currency.
You know, it's something we're looking at.
Facebook's behind the Libra cryptocurrency project, and it's published a white paper outlining its plans. The idea is to target smartphone users that don't hold credit cards. Libra will enable users to buy goods and services using their phones. The University of Sydney's digital expert, Mark Pesci, outlines how it might be used in Australia.
The money is not being held by the bank. You're actually holding the money probably on your smartphone. So there's a wallet in your smartphone, and you can think of this as the equivalent of the wallet you have in your pocket right now. And the money in that wallet on your smartphone is the equivalent of bills that you'd have in your wallet. So you are still holding the money. It's not being held by a bank anywhere, unless you have put it into a bank account digitally.
So that means that the bank, as we know it, goes from the bricks and mortar big building that we see in cities and regional centres around the country to being in your pocket.
Well, if you think of banks, banks are mostly digital these days. All of the money is digital. It's all stored in databases on their computers in their data center. So this is really just sort of finishing a process that we have been 50 years making.
Which is taking the money digitally held by the bank to being digitally held by your phone.
Correct.
That means if the technology gains widespread use, you'll be able to digitally transfer money from your phone to someone else's phone without the need for a bank. PM asked all four major banks for a response to news that Libra was being considered by global financial heavyweights. The National Australia Bank was the only one to respond with a statement saying, quote, "All of the banks will be keeping a close eye on it as it develops and will be watching if it emerges as a real threat and imposing proposition," adding, quote, "Developments like this give us the opportunity to learn and also reinforce the need for us to continue innovating to provide our customers with the best experiences." But whatever the big banks make of digital currencies may not matter. Facebook is pushing ahead with its plans regardless. Standing between Facebook revolutionising the global payment system and the current monetary system remaining as it is a giant regulatory wall set to get a little higher still. The Bank of England's Mark Carney again.
Unlike social media, for which standards and regulations are only now being debated and legislated, well after they've been adopted by billions of users, the terms of engagement for innovations like Libra must be adopted well in advance of any launch.
Jerome Powell.
I would echo what Governor Carney said, which is that we will wind up having quite high expectations from a sort of safety and soundness and regulatory standpoint if they do decide to go forward with something.
Sydney University's Mark Pesci.
The central banks have been caught out because they have seen this widening gap between how people are using the money that they issue and how people want to be able to use money on their smartphones. And this gap has grown wider and wider as we've gotten more and more smartphones in the world.
But before you freak out about a world enveloped by digital currencies, Mark Pesci says fiat, or notes and coins, aren't going anywhere.
No one is going to be railroaded into this. If you think about the way you can pay for things online, you can use PayPal, you can use BPay in a lot of situations, you can use a credit card. Libra will end up being another one of these options. So I think what we're doing is expanding the number of options rather than restricting everything to just being digital.
Mark Pesci from Sydney University. David Taylor, our reporter.